This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The District Olympic Coordination Committee, led by its chairman Dikto Yekar, called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, today. The committee briefed the Governor regarding challenges in strengthening the sports activities in the state and the need for better coordination with the State Olympic Committee to enable the selection of best talent from the districts. The Governor advised the District Olympic Coordination Committee to actively identify and nurture talented sportspersons from rural areas, ensuring that every able-bodied individual with an interest in games and sports is given an opportunity to pursue their passion. He highlighted the importance of having sports medicine experts and proper facilities to guide and support young athletes, noting that the youth of Arunachal Pradesh hold immense untapped potential. Union Minister of State of Housing and Urban Affairs Tokhan Sahu called on the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar yesterday. They had meaningful discussion on the growing pace of urbanization in the state, the challenges it has brought, and the aspirations of the people for a better quality of life. The Governor urged the Union Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs to aid and guide the state government in exploring practical ways and strategies to manage the pressures of rapid urban growth while ensuring that development remains sustainable and people-centric. Home Minister Mama Natung inaugurated the office of the Yangda Yurchum Trust today at Gangda Yurchum Girijapati Shiv Mandir, Itanagar. In a social media post, the minister emphasized that the office is a step forward in preserving the indigenous values, culture and community spirit of the state. He further added that the trust will work towards strengthening social harmony and promoting welfare activities for the people. In the meantime, Mr. Natung has extended his greetings on the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja. MLA Lepa Radha Nyavi Jini Dirchi inaugurated a two-day convention for women elected representatives of Arunachal Pradesh at Banquet Hall, Itanagar today. The convention themed Championing Change, Empowering Women Leaders in Local Governance aimed to empower women in leadership roles and promote their participation in local governance. Secretary Dr. Sonal Swarup Riba, JPC Kamle Biri Santi Nido and Director SIRDPR Habung Lampung and others were present on the occasion. Minister for RD and Panchayati Raj Ojing Tasing today chaired a detailed review meeting of the Department of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall, Boleng. The meeting deliberated on strengthening Panchayati Raj institutions, promoting transparency and accountability, and ensuring that all rural development initiatives are implemented effectively. Additionally, the meeting provided an opportunity to assess the performance, progress and impact of ongoing initiatives across the district. The 8th edition of Vijay Hi Vijay 2025 state-level youth leadership development program with the team Leadership with Purpose, Youth for Nation Building began today at VKV Chimpu, Itanagar. The objective of the three-day program is to aid in personality development and impart leadership qualities, which will help in the holistic and overall development of the youth. Chief Minister Pema Khandu is scheduled to attend the closing ceremony on 1st October. The 1st Arunachal Pradesh Battalion of the NCC, under the aegis of NCC Directorate, NER, Shillong successfully concluded its social service and community development camp at zero today. The camp was conducted from 23rd to 29th September with the objective of extending assistance and providing essential support services and coordinated operations before and during the course of Zero Festival of Music. Around 140 NCC cadets from different institutions participated in the camp. The India Met Department has issued a red color warning for heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also expected to receive light to moderate rainfall in the coming 2 to 3 days. A group of 8 bikers successfully completed challenging expedition to Geling, the first Indian village on India-China border, and the historic Kebang La Pass. At Kebang La Pass, the bikers paid homage to the valiant Indian soldiers who laid down their lives during the 1962 war. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.